Head of the blacksmiths, Mr. Pierrot and the ironworks, 6 minutes. Please, come and sit down. Here is warm and at the wall. I let the sun warm my joints. My name is Jacob Pierrot, and I'm head of the blacksmiths. The year is 1834. We are two working teams who work 8 hours per shift, and now I am sitting here, tired and with stains from soot. Right under us, under the surface, there is a room with an opening toward the forge, so that all warmth, but also all noise, fills the room. There we stay night and day from Sunday to Saturday at 6 p.m. Then the farm bell tolls, and we head for the wash house, where warm water is waiting for us. You can imagine how we look. We have to be careful not to ruin any newly washed garments left behind. I just saw you talking to Inspector August Lundeberg. He is not only the eyes and ears of the owner, but also his hands and feet. A good idea. When you see him, take off your cap and bow. It is he who hands out the wages, which we can get either in cash or in kind. We blacksmiths have high status and therefore live in the newly built houses at Macmira. A skilled blacksmith is the key person for an ironworks. At Macmira in 1834, two families dominate the iron manufacturing. It is us, the Pierrot family. Three generations we are of Belgium Walloon origin. It is us, Anders, Jakob, Gabriel and Olof, and the old blacksmith Per and Jakob Jr. The family Skrek, that's a soldier name meaning fear in English, is now only two. It is Lars and the blacksmith's Per's widow. Iron production at the furnace, the bar iron hammer and the nail hammer all need a number of specialists. For maintenance, you also needed craftsmen for making saddles, digging wells, cutting steps in stone. The most expensive specialist by far is Dr. Forsell. Added to that, he takes all his salary in kind, that is 83 barrels of rye and 81 barrels of barley. That cannot be for himself only. I assume he has a trading business of his own. We live two blacksmiths' families in each white house. During the week, when I am at the hammer, my good wife is occupied in running the household, and at break she weaves and knits. Outdoors, she takes care of the pig and the garden. She also works per hour in the park, or when the Brooks farming needs an extra hand. The more we can produce, the less we need to buy from the brook. I consider buying 2 sheep in the autumn to keep in the blacksmith's own cowhouse. You might notice that I don't ask a lot of questions. That is because my hearing is bad after all these years next to the hammer. The same thing will happen to my son, and he will also become a blacksmith. I'm not that concerned, as I think I have heard all there is to hear at this place. Instead, I read a lot. At Macmira there is a library for all workers. There you will find wonderful stories about kings and foreign countries. Behind the manor there is a nail hammer. The blacksmith's name is Gabriel Järnberg. It is he who will marry at Easter. I know that the inspector has written to Mr. Elbrink about how to handle the situation. Where the alcohol goes in, the sense leaves. You might have noticed that many people pass by. I can assure you that during winter time, with good surface for sledging, the transports are even more intensive. Then there are sledges with charcoal or pig iron. Now, during summer, there are wagons with grain to the mill in the park entrance, food to the cows, and everything that has to do with farming. Everyone has to pass by here. That is why I sit here and keep myself informed.